Welcome to God at Work, Stories of Grace and Faith. I'm your host, Chuck Groover, and I apologize for not getting an episode out last week. I was, due to time constraints and busyness, which isn't really much of an excuse, conflict of schedules, I wasn't able to arrange the interview I was hoping to get with Pastor Sam. Hopefully I will get an interview. I'll have an interview for this month. I'm not sure. I've got a couple people that I'm looking at interviewing. So hopefully one of them will pan out and we'll have an interview at the end of this month. But also some of what kind of has kept me busy is the first announcement, as this is our week for the announcements. And that's just reminding any listeners we have in the St. Petersburg area about the next Becoming God's Man Men's Conference, Be Transformed, Not Conformed. It will be on Saturday the 17th at Clearview United Methodist Church, 4515 38th Avenue North. The cost is free, but donations are appreciated, and it will run from about 8:30 to 2. Usually we stop around 12:30 for lunch, and basically 12:30 to 2 or 12:30 to whenever is just lunch and fellowship. So if you can't stay till 2, don't let that keep you. We are asking that you do register so that we will have a head count, because the lunch is complimentary. And again, it will be served after all the speaking. And you can do that by going to becominggodsman.com. There is a link to basically an Eventbrite event. It's free tickets, so you're not paying anything to Eventbrite. It's just them letting us know how many people have signed up to come. And we will hear from basically four different pastors from four different denominations and churches located mostly in the St. Pete area, but throughout the Pinellas County area. That includes Pastor Ellis Hodge, who has pretty much spoken at all of our conferences. He's with Word of Life Fellowship Church down in South St. Pete. We've got Jenna Sotovega of Cornerstone Community Church. We have Pastor Anthony McDaniel of Abundant Life Ministries up in Clearwater. And then we have Pastor Hal Kitchings from Fifth Avenue Baptist Church in St. Pete. So again, come out, men, enjoy a great time of fellowship, worship, and some actual good Bible teaching. I've personally have listened to sermons and teaching from all of our speakers except for Pastor Hal. But I know people who have, and they say that his teaching is just as good as the other three. So, again, for more information or to register, you can go to becominggodsman.com or call 727-418-8698. And just to get an idea of how you're hearing about it, let them know that you heard it from the God at Work podcast. Also, if you're not able to make it, either if you don't live in the St. Petersburg area or you just have other things scheduled for that weekend, about a week or two later, we will have the videos up on our YouTube channel, as well as, and that's Becoming God's Man YouTube channel, which I'll link to in the show notes, as well as the Becoming God's Man Roku channel. So if you have a Roku device, we actually have our own channel, so you don't have to go searching through YouTube on that for our videos, or Vimeo for our videos, because we're also on Vimeo. And as far as I know, that's it for the announcement part. I know next week I plan on actually continuing on with looking at the life of Charles Spurgeon by looking at basically his time in ministry, which goes up until his death. He was one of these pastors that basically served until God took him home. For the Bible study part, I was going to start a series on, like, things Christians say by taking words and phrases that we often use as Christians to both help us understand what we mean, and to some extent, what I will be talking on probably kind of does lead into that, because after thinking when I did the Bible study last for January, I mentioned about another lesson I had done at my church on holiness. Actually, there's two lessons. So I'll continue on with that. And this month I will be doing the church and her holiness, which kind of putting it out of order, because I say it's kind of a three-part series, where now I'm doing part one, March I'll do part two, but January is when I did part three. And again, I've got some ideas of some interviews for this month. I'll still try to get an interview with Pastor Sam to find out, just to get more information on exactly his ministry, because we hear about it a lot on the Table Talk videos that Becoming God's Man puts out. We've interviewed him again. We've interviewed Miss Connie, who also volunteers at the Dream Center with him. We've heard what they were doing regarding the hurricanes back in September. But just to get an overall idea of the Dream Center as a whole. So if I can get that interview, I'll probably put that in at the end of the month. I also am looking at interviewing a radio personality. He's emceed pretty much all of our conferences. Pete O'Shea. He's got, and that might be a two-part interview to interview him specifically, but then he's also getting involved in a ministry dealing with kind of the whole healthy eating thing that everyone's getting into. I know I have a way of healthy eating that I've been doing. Glenn, who's pretty much the guy who the catalyst behind Becoming God's Man and essentially got it work. Him and his wife have been starting on a healthy eating habits. And there's a bunch of different out there. But it's just one of those things that I guess there's some ministry in it that Pete's been involved with. And there's other interviews I have that I'm wanting to try and get. But more likely, hopefully, if I get an interview this month, it will either be Pete or Pastor Sam on the Dream Center. So that is it for updates regarding Becoming God's Man. Again, this is And God at Work. Again, this is Chuck Groover. And I will see you next week as we look at the life, or the ministry, and death of Charles Spurgeon. Thank you for listening to God at Work, Stories of Grace and Faith. You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at God at Work Podcast. If you have comments, suggestions, or a story you would like to be considered for the podcast, you can email us at stories@godatworkpodcast.com. If you enjoy this podcast and want to help support us, go to patreon.com/GodAtWorkPodcast, or you can also support us by leaving us a review on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. God at Work, Stories of Grace and Faith, is brought to you by Becoming God's Man Ministries, and is recorded and produced by me, Chuck Groover. Theme music for God at Work is by the band 39 Stripes, and can be found at facebook.com/39stripes. And again, thank you for listening.